2011 was a very interesting year in terms of new technologies that I discovered. But if I was to look at the stats on my website and to look at comments from teachers, I'd say the outstanding tool that I come across in 2011 was My Brain Shark. My Brain Shark is a tool that allows you to upload PowerPoint presentations and to even upload documents, Word documents, PDF documents. You can upload pictures, you can upload video, and you can basically upload all different types of file formats. And once you've uploaded the file, take for example a PowerPoint presentation, once you've uploaded that PowerPoint presentation, you can then record your voice to go along with the PowerPoint presentation or with the document, and My Brain Shark packs it all together. Now that in itself isn't particularly interesting, but the thing about My Brain Shark is that you can then share that over the internet, because it produces both the opportunity to embed the code into a blog or a website, but also to simply copy the URL, the address of the where you've uploaded it, and share it with anyone. So it's a great way if you're, say, a teacher and you want to do a PowerPoint presentation and share that with a global audience. But it's even more powerful if you are a student and you want to do some oral practice speaking in English. So one of the experiments that I've been doing with some of my students at Warwick University is to get them to upload a PowerPoint presentation about themselves. So at the beginning of my course, I got the students to upload PowerPoint presentations about themselves, what they do, their interests, what they're hoping for the future, where they've traveled, their education. Add their voice to the PowerPoint presentation so they narrate the whole thing in My Brain Shark, and then simply share that with me by sending me the link, and then I can listen and write down, take notes on the mistakes the students have made when they're speaking, etc. So it's absolutely fabulous for speaking activities. I've also done a couple more slightly formal ones with English for Academic Purposes, where I asked my students to prepare presentations that they were going to do in front of the whole class. And what I allowed them to do was to do a practice run, so add their PowerPoint presentation to My Brain Shark, add their voice, and then again send me the link so that I could listen and see how they're progressing. So it can be really, really powerful in a sort of English for Academic Purposes environment, or in an environment where you're trying to get your students to do more speaking, because you can even get them to just upload a few pictures. My Brain Shark will facilitate a kind of gallery, so we will go from one picture to the next, and so when the students can upload two or three pictures, say, of a recent holiday, or what they did over the Christmas period, or one of their best friends, and then simply add the voice narration talking about that person or describing their holiday or a place that they visited. And again, they can then share that with their classmates or with the teacher or with their parents or whoever. So it's a great way of getting the students to add in oral work into their language preparation. And of course, the other great thing about My Brain Shark is that it's not limited to English. It could actually be done in any language. So you could use My Brain Shark, you know, if you're teaching Spanish or French or Chinese, it will work in exactly the same way. There are very few downfalls to My Brain Shark, because first of all, it's free. Secondly, it allows for presentations up to about 15 minutes. There doesn't seem to be any limitation on the number of files that you can hold on My Brain Shark. I'm sure there probably are, but I certainly haven't come across that yet. The only disappointment for me with My Brain Shark so far has been if you upload a Word document and then you add your voice narration to it. While you're adding your voice narration to the Word document, you can't actually see the document on the screen. You just see a kind of image of a Word document, but not the specific document that you're adding your voice to. So it can be a little bit tricky when you do that. But my advice is, if you do that, just print the document out before you add the voice narration to it on the screen. When you play it back, you can see the document clearly on the screen and hear the voice narration. But while you're doing the recording, for some reason, they don't visualize the Word document on the screen. They do the PowerPoint, they do with pictures, etc. Great tool. I really advise you to try and use it.